咁啊，选读经文系取自《使徒行传》嘅第五章十二至四十二节。
Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 12 to 42.
我哋会用近言方式嚟读，先由中文读，由英文读出。
We are going to read responsibly, first in Cantonese, then in English.
《使徒行传》第五章十二节。主席使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意在所罗门的廊下。信与归主的人越发增添，连男带女很多。还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。就下手拿住使徒收在外监。说：你们去站在典里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。但差役到了，不见他们在监里，就回来禀报说：当时的人也站在外面，以致开了门，里面一个人都不见。守殿官和祭司长听见这话，心里烦难，不知这事将来如何。於是守殿官和差役去帶使徒來，並沒有用強暴，因為怕百姓用石頭打他們。我們不是嚴嚴的禁止你們不可奉這名教訓人嗎？你們倒把你們的道理充滿了耶路撒冷，想要叫這人的血歸在我們身上。你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。我们为这事作见证，神赐给信从之人的圣灵也为这事作见证。但有一个法利赛人名叫加马列，是众百姓所尊重的教法师，在公会中站起来，吩咐人把他使徒暂且带在外面去。从前吊带起来，自夸为大，服从他的人约有四百，被他杀后，奉藏他的全都散了，归于无有。现在我劝你们不要管这些人，因凭他们吧，他们所谋的、所行的，若是出于人的，必要败坏。公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。 又一齐最后一节。他们就每日在殿里、在家里不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。
We'll now read in English responsibly. This is Book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 12 to 42, all the way till the end of the chapter. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women.People were also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. They arrested the apostles and put them into public prison.Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported.Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people.Saying, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree.And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while.For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fail. When they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.Let us read all together. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
咁啊，我哋好高兴有王长老嚟到当中，我哋一齐去证道。
We are very happy today to have our guest speaker, Pastor Peter Ong, bringing us today God's message for us. Today's sermon is titled Mission and Messenger of Life.
Thank you for having me back. I know this is a really long passage. And you guys did amazing. I think it's so important to be able to hear God's word. And oftentimes I go to churches and they want it to be shortened, but it's important to hear God's word. So this is one of my favorite passages in all scripture. Because I am approaching 26 years in ministry now. And every time I'm kind of down, I go to this passage. Because it reminds me of the mission of the church and also the message in which the church is called to be. And when we look at this book of Acts, there's chapter 4 to 7, and everything goes wrong for the Christians.
而當我睇呢個嘅《使徒行傳》第四章至第七章嘅時候， 你睇到就話好似每一樣嘢都係錯嘅。
There's a lot of opposition and a lot of persecution. A lot of suffering.
好多嘅挫折，好多嘅逼迫，好多嘅痛苦。
And in this particular passage, we see how the apostles deal with suffering and the threat and the danger and the possibility of death.
而睇到就話當時嘅使徒點樣去面對當時嘅逼迫。 痛苦,
and they have this heroic courage. And if this is the fact of the early church,
这个其实在历史当中是这样讲出,
that the early Christians face incredible opposition and persecution and suffering with death, but with incredible courage.
就話喺初時嘅教會當時嘅時候，使徒係面對著好多嘅逼迫，甚至係死亡。但喺死亡嘅當中嘅面對時候，佢哋充滿著呢個勇敢。
And every time the church grows, there's always this opposition.
每一次教會嘅成長，好似成長嘅時候當中，就會有呢個嘅逼迫面對。
But why is the gospel so dangerous?
但點解好似咁危險樣咧？
Why is it that this gospel, which is supposed to heal and bring good news, bring so much opposition?
这个好的信息，这个福音，点解会带来这么多嘅面对这个咁多嘅挫折同埋嘅逼迫咧？
And I think we all struggle through that.
我哋每个人都要经历嗰样嘢。
They have opposition to the gospel.
每人你去讲道嘅时候，或者同人传道嘅时候，都会有面对人哋有一个反抗。
And what's incredibly dangerous about this passage is that even the most religious people have opposition.
而睇到當中嘅時候，甚至喺當時有呢啲嘅牧或者傳道嘅人都會有呢個反對。
And I wonder, as I preach today, if you have opposition to the gospel.
就好似譬如話，我今日講道嘅時候，你都會反對我所講嘅説話。
So today's sermon is on three points.
所以今日講嘅説話有三點。
Is the sign and wonders, point one.
第一點就講到呢個神蹟奇事。
Suffering, point two.
第二點就講到呢個痛苦。
And then our Savior, point three.
第三點就係話呢個救主。
Now, in the beginning of this passage, we see these wonderful signs and wonders of the apostles.
就喺話一開頭睇就話呢啲睇到當時嘅使徒去做咗好多嘅神蹟奇事。
People were bringing the sick to them, and they were coming, and they would heal them.
就話呢啲人會聽到佢哋嚟啦，就帶佢啲有病嘅人啦嚟到當中，而使徒點樣去醫治佢哋。
And I understand that because we want to see a supernatural God.
我明白嘅，因為咧，我哋好多時好中意去睇到一啲好特別嘅神蹟。
I remember one time when I was at I was doing Camp Harold.
咁我記得咧，我有一次去到家事堡營。
And it was always every session we had about like 60 to 70 campers.
每一次咧，我都有6至70個小朋友。
And one night I was very, very tired.
有一次咧，我好攰啦，已經。
Because I had to clean the toilets, and I had to cook the food, and I also had to preach.
因為如果你去家事堡，你知道嘅，你去嗰度侍奉咧，又要去講道，又要去洗廁所、食煮飯，乜都係一腳踢嘅。
This is Chinese ministry.
啊，呢個就係唐人嘅侍奉。
And I was so discouraged and tired. And one night I was with the pastor, and we were praying together.
咁咧有一晚咧，我已經好攰啦，咁咧就同一個牧師一齊祈禱。
And I said to the pastor, I need to feel some kind of physical touch from God.
啊，我就話我好攰啦，我真係要感受到神呢一刻係去摸我，去接觸我。
So then I started praying.
So 咁當時就一齊祈禱。
As I prayed and I prayed, I physically felt something touching my shoulder.
當我同個牧師祈禱嘅時候，我感覺到有啲嘢係真係好似搭住我膊頭咁樣。
And my heart was full, and I started tearing.
嚇！我感覺心裏邊充滿咗一個愛心，我眼都開始流淚。
I was like, I can feel him touching my shoulder.
就話我感覺到神係喺度接觸緊我。
And then when I opened my eyes, I realized that I had moved my baseball cap like this to pray. And when I was leaning my head, it was my baseball cap hitting my shoulder.
原來咧喺我祈禱之前咧，我將我個帽咧就摸咗另外一邊。原來咧我感覺到嘅摸住我嘅其實係個帽係搭住我膊頭。
I was so angry.
好嬲。
I was so disappointed.
啊！好嬲，我好失望。
I took my hat and I threw it.
啊！咁我好失望就話將呢個帽咧掉咗佢。
And the pastor said, "What happened?"
牧師就話：你做乜嘢啊你
？And I said, "I felt my shoulder like I thought God was touching me, but it was a baseball cap."
啊！咁啊咧，頭先我祈禱嘅時候咧，以為咧真係神咧係摸住我，其實原來只係一頂帽。
And the pastor said, "No, maybe that's God's way of hearing your prayer and touching you."
牧師同佢講啦，未可能其實就係話呢個神係用呢個方法，用呢頂帽去間接嘅去搭住你嘅膊頭。
But the second statement was the most important.
就係講第二句説話係最緊要嘅。
He said he touches you or he doesn't touch you, he doesn't change.
啊，就話佢摸觸摸你，令到你改變。
And that moved me because it was true. We want signs and wonders, and that's not bad. But the greatest sign and wonder is that He is the promise of everything that we need.
就話好多時，我哋就好想見到啲神蹟奇事，但係其實我哋唔好忘記就話，其實佢先係一個真正嘅神蹟奇事。
And we can get tied up in this passage thinking about the signs and wonders.
我哋可能咧會只係想去睇一啲嘅神蹟奇事喺篇經文當中。
But what is the most important thing is what those signs and wonders are pointing to.
最緊要就係睇到就話呢啲嘅神蹟奇事其實係直接係。是指著什麼意思呢?
And we have to ask a question, what are miracles for?
就說,我們問的就說,這些其實神蹟奇事是什麼原因,為什麼會有呢?
It is primarily to confirm the message.
就說神蹟奇事是告訴我們知道當中裡面的信息是什麼。
So Mark 16:20,
在馬太福音的第十六章,第二十節,
It says, And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message.By accompanying signs.
喺馬太福音第十六章二十節嘅話度就話，門徒出去到處宣傳福音，主和他們同工，用神蹟隨著證實所傳的道。阿門。
To confirm the message.
就話神蹟奇事係其實係確證咗佢所講嘅説話。
It is pointing to Jesus.
神蹟奇事係指住神嘅大能大力。
It's a signpost to Jesus.
是一个标签指着这个就是耶稣基督。
When you go on vacation,
当你譬如去旅行的时候
do you go take pictures of traffic signs?
你有没有去看这些交通的指示呢?
If you were to go to Epcot and then you post on Instagram, oh look, I'm at the traffic sign for Epcot.
你譬如说你去旅行一样你去迪士尼你会不会只是拍张照片拍着指示牌呢?
No.
你不会的嘛。
The miracles are just signs to Jesus.
指示牌其實是指著這個耶穌基督。
They're important, you need them, and it helps you.
指示牌很重要，是告訴你知你應該要去的方向。
The healing is not the Savior.
但這裡所說的就是這個指示就是耶穌基督。
But the sign is to lead us to the wonder of the Savior.
就是這個神蹟奇事就是這個指示牌是指著耶穌基督。
My second point is suffering.
第二點所說的就是這個痛苦。
So my question to you today is,
今天早上我就想问你一件事。
There's this line about what is your message of life?
就是说我们在我们生命当中是一个什么意思呢?
What is the word of life for you? And I remember Jesus asking this question and saying that an evil and adulterous generation who seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to them.
就说这个世代会寻求去问, 给我这个神迹歧视或者给我的指示我去看, 但是说现在这个世代不会再会有了。
And then he said, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and he points to Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
但是并说就说,
he was pointing to his suffering.
就说到他的痛苦,
he was pointing to his death.
其实耶稣基督他所说的那个痛苦就是说到他自己的死亡。
And he's saying, this is the message that the signs are pointing to.
他就说,约拿他的痛苦当中,他被当时受的苦,就是透指着耶稣基督他将来会受死。
And out of all the stories, why did he pick Jonah?
为什么他所说的是用约拿的说话呢?
Because just as Jonah, he spent 3 days in the belly of the fish, but Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days.
就好像约拿他三天三日的在大鱼的肚中,
it is pointing to his death and resurrection.
所以就说这个是指着他的死亡, 指着他的复活。
But it's also pointing to the mission, his mission. Because he wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh to call them to repentance.
而当时看回旧约当中说,约拿是要他去越利美的地方,叫人去悔改。
In the same way, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection calls for all people towards repentance.
耶稣基督一样的,都是呼召人去悔改。
And we think repentance is a bad word.
我经常听到叫人去悔改,好像一个不好的字眼。
It is a beautiful word.
其实是一个很漂亮的字眼。
Because you're asking people to receive the grace and mercy of God to those who believe.
悔改其实是真的很漂亮的字眼, 为什么呢? 因为是叫人去悔改,去归主。
Now, when you look at these religious leaders, the Sadducees,
但是当你看回这个当中的这些法律赛人,
do you notice that they're not concerned about the signs?
其实他们不想看到这些所谓的标签,
that they weren't like, stop doing the miracles.
就跟当时的使徒说,你们不要做这些神迹。
Because the danger was the message.
因为所危险的就是说,他们所带出来的信息是什么?
Because they wanted people to have respect and awe for them.
因为他当时这些所谓的法利赛人,他们想当时的人去尊敬他们。
And that is really where the battle is in all of us.
这个就是说,这个真战就是这样了。
Paul Tripp says we are all glory thieves.
Paul Tripp 讲到就说,我们每人都是想去得到这个荣耀。
That we want more and more glory for ourselves than from God.
我们想每个人都想在神里面当中拿更多的荣耀。
That we want to give credit to the places and things that really belong to God.
我们想去找一些东西是可以是给自己人得到这个荣耀。
Because they're afraid of people's glory going to Jesus versus glory to them.
因为就说,这些人担心就说,将这个荣耀是给了神, 不是给了自己。
And in verse 28, there's a really important line.
在第28节讲到,
he said, we strictly charge you not to teach in his name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
他说,我们不是严严的禁止你们,不可奉这名教训人吗?你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷,想要叫这人的血归在我们身上。
And I love what Peter and the apostles say.
我喜欢是保罗,当时的使徒他所说,
he said, God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree.
就说,你们, 挂在木头上杀害的耶稣,我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。
But Peter says, God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
说神且用右手将他高举,叫他作君王,作救主,将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
And basically Peter is saying, you kill, you imprison, you beat, you silence, you accuse, but God gives repentance and forgiveness.
就話佢講到當時想就話，你去殺呢啲嘅人，你去阻止呢啲有逼迫，但其實你所俾到嘅就係人去更加去相信呢個真正嘅主。
And then the teacher said, "You intend to bring this man's blood upon us."
啊，就佢講到話啊，你咁樣講到咧，即係話咧，要我將呢啲嘅人咧嘅血淋在我手中。
But just earlier, Matthew 27:20.
就喺馬太福音嘅當中入面講到。
We all know the story.
啊，我哋咧每個人都係錯。
These priests and elders were getting the crowd to choose Barabbas and to destroy Jesus.
就話好當時嘅，譬如話喺耶穌係被審嘅時候，就叫啲人一齊嚟去審佢。
Again, then the governor asked them again, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?"
啊，咁當時嘅祭司長老就喺度講，叫話要釋放邊一個咧？釋放耶穌定另一個人咧？
And then when Pilate saw this, verse 24, when Pilate saw this, that he was gaining nothing, but rather than a riot was beginning, he took the water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood."
啊，咁當時就係話，一睇翻係耶穌係被審嘅時候，就係比拉多見説佢話無罪嗰陣時咧，就反而生亂，就用水在眾人面前洗手，流這人的血，罪不在我，你們承當吧。
And here's the crazy part.
更加恐怖。
In verse 25, it said, "All the people answered, 'His blood be on us and our children.'"
話眾人都回答說，他的血歸於我們和我們的子孫身上。
These priests were asked, saying, "You intend to bring this man's blood upon us."
就話你願意去將呢啲血，即係話淋到我身上。
You didn't even realize you asked for his blood.
就話你哋其實係追求去殺害佢，去有呢個血喺你身上。
And this is what Peter is confronting them with.
依個就係彼得佢點樣去責罵佢哋呢班人。
And this is probably one of the saddest moments for me when I read this passage.
因為就係我去睇呢個經文時候當中，我最傷心嘅時間。
Because Jesus' blood is actually not only for guilt.
耶穌基督嘅血唔單止係能夠去赦罪
，but to move us to the gift.
而更加係一個嘅恩典。
That's why when God gives us any time, He gives us a sense of guilt.
当每一时候我哋心中入边觉得呢个有一个罪疚感嘅时候
，He always says there's a gift。
哇！呢个罪疚感当中系永远系带住一个礼物。
He doesn't just say guilty, 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 guilty。
佢唔会话俾你知，只话俾你知，哦，你做错，你系有罪，有错，有罪。
Without giving you the gift。
但系喺当中入边唔会话冇俾你一个礼物。
On the same hand, God wouldn't just say, "Hey, here's a gift, here's a gift, here's a gift, here's a gift," without acknowledging your guilt.
但系神亦都唔会话哦，我俾一份礼物你，我会俾份礼物你，我会赦罪、赦罪、赦罪，但系唔会话只系话俾你知，只系赦罪，但系唔会只系指住你，你其实都系有罪。
So when the teacher say you intend to bring this man's blood upon us，
就当时当中讲就话，你哋将呢个罪淋喺我哋身，呢个血淋喺我手中。
They didn't see that this suffering, this blood saves。
就系人睇唔到就话，佢耶稣基督嘅血系点样系能够去拯救佢哋。
Jesus is offering eternal life.
耶稣基督佢所带俾人嘅就系一个永远嘅生命。
Through his suffering,
就透过佢嘅死亡。
It says in Scripture that he is the life and the resurrection.
就系讲到在当中，佢死亡，但系复活。
That Jesus is the way and the truth and the life.
就话佢系道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he also said, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
讲到话我系道路、真理、生命，除咗我之外，冇人能够去到父神当中。
So when they ask, "You intend to bring this man's blood upon us?"
所以就话呢个当时话你如果你知道呢个系就系咁嘅呢个神，你哋想佢嘅血喺我身上
？That is good news.
啊，呢个系好嘅信息。
That is good news that you intend to bring his blood upon us.
呢个好嘅信息就系话佢嘅血。是愿意的，是给到在我们身上。
I've been doing community work for close to 30 years now.
我已经有30年的时间在这个社区的工作。
Before I did ministry, I worked in Chinatown.
我在侍奉之前，我已经在唐人街有侍奉。
And I realized how hard it is to be an immigrant.
我知道作为一个移民 喺唐人街生活係好困難。
It made me realize how much suffering my parents went through.
你都感覺到就係我父母喺唐人街嘅生活都其實好困難。
And I always thought that if you do good work in the community,
我成日覺得就話，若然你喺個社區入邊做好工作
，you teach them English，
你教佢英文
，you get them a job，
你幫佢揾工
，you help them with their kids，
你幫佢哋小朋友
，and they get into a good school，
你幫佢哋入咗好學校
，then everything will be okay。
咁咧，每樣嘢就 OK 噶啦。
But I realized more and more over the years of doing this work.
但係咧，不斷嘅咁做工作，讓我去感受到、知道、明白。
If they don't know that this blood saves,
若然當中呢啲嘅幫助當中睇唔到耶穌基督嘅生命嘅時候
，all the joy and happiness is fake.
啊，佢所佢當中嘅喜樂其實係假嘅。
I've done youth ministry for 16 years.
啊，我已經喺呢個兒童嘅服務當中已經16年。
And I've seen so many Christian parents.
我睇到好多嘅基督徒嘅父母
，who teach their kids the message of life.
我教導小朋友神嘅信息。
Is to get into Harvard.
啊，俾到佢哋，但系佢哋心入边系空嘅。
Get a good engineering job.
啊，但系佢哋咧就只系话想揾一个做电子工嘅工作。
And church is important.
啊，教会系好重要嘅。
But only to make you a good person.
但系咧，教会工作教会系好重要嘅，但系咧，因为咧，佢帮助你成为一个好人。
But they don't teach that this blood saves.
但系佢哋父母冇教导佢哋就话呢个耶稣基督嘅血。是帮他们去得到这个拯救。
The most important mission is the message of Jesus Christ.
其实一个最终的信息就是说，为了他们就说耶稣基督能够去拯救。
That's why 76% of all Christians, when they go to college, they lose their faith.
所以为什么说76%的年轻人，他去到大学当中已经是不会再相信主耶稣基督。
And when they ask these young people, why do they lose their faith?
就問問呢啲年輕人，點解你哋上咗大學之後就唔信神咧
？Was it because in college they taught you science and all of a sudden you realize science is against the Bible？
啊，係咪你喺大學當中教咗好多嘅科學，話俾你知咧，所以咧就唔相信神啦
？Or is because there's so much availability of sin and doing all these crazy things like partying and alcohol? Is that what drew you away from Christ？
係咪話譬如喺大學當中咧好 happy 咁樣，又可以去派對，又可以飲酒，係咪因為咁原因你失去嘅信心咧
？The number one answer is this。
係知唔知其實第一個嘅原因點解年輕人？去到大學當中係失去信心咧。
I saw my parents。
我睇到我父母。
How they lived。
係咯，佢哋幾咁艱難嘅生活。
Jesus was not a priority。
但係就話喺佢哋艱難嘅生活當中，佢哋睇唔到耶穌基督係佢第一位最重要嘅。
And if Jesus is not a priority，
如果耶穌基督唔喺你首位嘅當中嘅時候
，then I make my own priority。
你會自己為自己去做一個最重要嘅重要。
The apostles。Wanted people to understand that Jesus in this passage is the leader and the savior.
因为当时嘅使徒就系想佢哋明白，就系话当时就算系咩情况当中，主先系第一位。
And this is my final point.
依系我最重要嘅最后一点。
Verse 31 it says this.
喺第31节当中讲到
，God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior.
佢话神且用右手将他高举，叫他作王作救主。
In your life,
在我的生命当中
I think most of us in this room wouldn't mind calling Jesus your savior.
啊，我哋喺在座当中，我哋好多人都唔会话有问题，话讲到耶稣基督系我哋嘅救主。
But does he have authority at the right hand of the throne to be your leader?
但喺我在讲嘅时候，有冇真系感受到就系话喺佢神系咪真系喺我哋嘅首位嘅心中咧？
And this is where Peter and the apostles had a difference between the religious leaders.
所以就话，所以就使徒当时所讲嘅就系话，喺我哋心中系咪真系摆喺神嘅当中，只系口讲咧
？They saw Jesus as Savior and leader.
使徒所睇嘅就系话，耶稣基督系我哋嘅首位。
The teachers did not.
但系当时嘅法利赛人佢所教导嘅唔系。
But how do they do it? How are the disciples able to do it?
嗱，點解呢啲嘅使徒能夠將神係擺喺佢首位咧
？Because they saw the message of the gospel.
因為佢睇到呢個福音。
That dying to themselves for the sake of the message.
就話佢哋寧願去犧牲嘅時候，去將呢個福音去帶到俾人。
And what was the message for?
啊，呢個信息係為咗咩原因咧
？For the sake of the people.
去带出一个信息，就算去死都愿意嘅，因为佢想去拯救呢个人。
Because they knew that was the greatest hope that the whole world needed.
呢个就系话，佢愿意嘅去牺牲，去将呢个美好嘅信息带俾其他人，因为呢个系佢哋明白呢个系最重要嘅信息。
So you know, a few years ago, I did a ancestry a test, DNA test. Ancestry.com.
你有冇试过去上网睇到话睇你嘅祖宗系边一位咁样嗰啲咧？
It came back that I'm 99.99999 Chinese.
啊，咁讲到咧，喺度咧，原来咧佢系99.99999999都系中国人。
Not one single like change.
就唔好話有幾多個有幾多百分比，其實佢係其他人。
I was hoping I get some change here and there。
我希望咧睇到咧，其實可能咧有百分之幾咧係佢咩種人嚟嘅。
And then my mom said, well, you know, and she took out this book and it had all the names of our ancestors。
咁咧，佢嘅媽咧就拎咗一本嘅祖宗嘅譜出嚟，就話俾你知睇到依個全部祖宗。
It goes all the way back to the emperor。
就睇到咧依個祖宗點樣去到咩朝代啦。
And then my mom said.Maybe Adam and Eve was Chinese.
去到可能咁，阿媽係講笑啦。可能亞當亞娃係中國人嚟。
And I said no.
阿媽唔係。
I said because if Adam and Eve was Chinese.
哦，如果亞當亞娃係中國人咧
？And they saw the snake.
如果佢見到係因為如果亞當亞娃係中國人，見到嗰陣時見到條蛇咧
？They said let's cook it.
就唔會被引誘啦，因為咧點解咧？因為中國人會捉嗰條蛇嚟食。
Then nothing, then everything would be perfect. Anyway,
係啦，咁就冇有咁嘅問題啦。
But why do I bring this up?
點解有咁嘅事咧
？Each of us in this room is part of a family tree.
我哋每一個人都係依個好似依個嘅一本棵樹咁樣。
And if we were to look at that family tree in the spiritual sense,
当我哋用呢个灵命度角度去睇呢个人生嘅呢棵树
，it was through the sacrifice of martyrs, people who died for their faith.
就系话系透过一啲嘅之前嘅人系为到我哋而牺牲。
All the apostles died for their faith.
因为我哋所拥有嘅系因为之前有好多嘅人或者使徒为到人。
Our family tree goes all the way back to them.
我哋生命嘅依棵嘅樹嘅祖宗，其實都係為到我哋每個代一代當中去犧牲。
And even today，
甚至而家
，people are suffering for the sake of the gospel。
就係話每一個世代，我哋每一個代一代人都係為到下一代而受苦。
Because they truly believe the message of the Savior。
因為我哋相信，我哋又相信嘅時候，我哋相信一好嘅信息。
And as I was preparing for the sermon，
当我去筹备呢个嘅讲道嘅时候
，there are many times I had to stop。
有好多时候我需要去停低
，because I was so moved by the stories so many martyrs。
因为我睇到就话，当好多人系为到我哋而家去受苦嘅人，之前受苦嘅，我好感动。
And I felt guilt。
我当中心入边充满着呢个嘅痛苦。
I said I don't live like this。
我唔可以再咁样嘅生活。
But I was reminded by this sermon.
但系呢个经文去教导我。
God gives us guilt.
神系俾到我呢个罪疚感。
But He gives us the gift.
但系都系喺罪疚感当中俾到我一个有个好嘅礼物。
And the gift is that He loves me.
呢个好嘅礼物就话佢去爱我。
But I am called to die to myself.
而佢都系去为到我去死。
For the sake of others.
佢为到我去死。
And there's this one.Particular testimony that really touched me was the one of Felicity the martyr.
咁亦都係好令到我好感動嘅就係話佢聽過 Felicity 嘅殉道。
She was 8 months pregnant when she was jailed for preaching the gospel.
依個女士佢係當時佢係依個殉道，佢已經係八個月嘅懷孕，但係被捉。
And her group of friends were about to be executed for their faith.
佢當時依班嘅基督徒，依班人咧已經被捉咗，佢哋咧要被審判，被殺。
But because she was pregnant, they didn't want to execute her.
但因為佢已經係八個月嘅身紀，所以咧當時咧就冇將佢裁決。
If you were her, what would your reaction be?
如果你係佢嘅時候，你嘅反應係點樣咧
？You'd be like, "Whew!"
你覺得唉，好彩冇事啫。
No, she didn't feel that way.
但佢唔系咁样。
She said, "I want to die with my friends."
佢话我宁愿嘅去同我嘅同工、我嘅朋友一齐去死。
And so they call, she called the meeting to pray.
所以一齊嘅一班嘅弟兄姊妹一齊祈禱。
And they all prayed for her.
佢哋一齊祈禱。
Then 2 days later,
兩日之後
she gave birth.
兩日之後就生咗個 BB。
And she was joyous.
佢好開心。
Not only for the birth of her baby daughter.
佢好開心，唔單止係因為佢生咗個 BB 女。
But she was able to suffer like her Savior.
但係好開心嘅就係佢能夠。
And the prison guards were like, "What's going on?"
當時的獄卒就覺得，哇，搞乜鬼呢？
They said and they documented, "You suffer so much now. What will you do when you're tossed to the beasts?"
你就話你咁辛苦啦，已經你獄生咗之後，生嗰陣時已經咁辛苦啦，你之後仲要被抌落去俾啲嘅同呢啲嘅動物去鬥。
This is her response.I suffer by myself, but then another will be inside me who will suffer for me just as I shall be suffering for him.
就話我當時就佢當時依兩就回答就係話嚇我而家係痛苦，我生出嚟嘅，我以後嘅會為到我而去受苦。
And when I read that,
當我睇嘅時候
I think she understood something very deep.
佢所講嘅説話其實係好好深奧。
That we have a Savior that suffers。
其實喺當中所講説話時候，就講話就話將來會有有神會為到我去受苦。
And Tim Keller said this profound thing。
而 Tim Keller 都講到
，How did Jesus go to the cross？
耶穌基督點樣能夠去到呢個嘅十架上咧
？Did he have no fear？
係咪佢真係唔怕咧？
But when you look at him in the Garden of Gethsemane,
但其實當你去客西馬利園當時去睇佢所講嘅説話
，Do you see him saying, "Oh, I can do this. I know I can"?
耶穌基督冇講到話，哎，我得㗎啦，我去上十架啦，冇問題嘅。
Did he say, "Come on, cup, give it to me. I can't wait to drink it"?
有冇講到話，哎，俾個苦杯我啦，俾我啦，冇問題嘅啫
？No，
佢冇咁講到。
He said, "Father, let this cup pass from me."
佢講就話，其實將就係求父神將呢個苦杯去攞開。
And he says, "My soul is sorrowful, even unto death."
就話我心係苦毒，係好傷痛。
He's sweating blood.
佢係去寫呢個流寶血。
He is afraid.
佢心中都有個擔憂。
He knows what it's going to feel like when he's on that cross.
佢耶穌基督佢都知道啊，當要去上個十字架當中嘅時候個痛苦。
He's not banishing fear.
佢唔係話去隱藏呢個嘅痛苦。
But what was it that drew him as a savior to suffer?
但係乜嘢令到佢能夠去願意去承受呢個痛苦咧
？What drove him was the thought of redeeming us.
就話佢就係因為佢係為到我哋嘅愛。
He thought of saving us.
因為佢就係話願意嘅，佢愛我哋，為到我哋去死。
He thought of loving us.
因為佢嘅愛係俾到我哋。
He wasn't looking at himself. He wasn't saying, "Oh, I can do it. I can do it."
他沒有只看他自己就說、啊、我能夠做到做到
He saw reality
他看到我們
But something made him brave enough in spite of his fears to do the right thing
但是他當中他看到的他們讓我們去一樣他當中他能夠做到
He said it was the joy
他說在這裡就說當他拯救我們當中的時候看到這個喜樂
That's why in the book of Hebrews this beautiful picture that he suffered for the joy that was set before him
就話佢當時係為到我哋嘅受苦，但係呢個受苦當中帶出我哋人得救嘅喜樂。
So I ask you today，
所以我今天早上係問你
，What brings God joy？
咩能夠帶到呢個嘅神嘅喜樂咧
？Worship
係咪呢個係崇拜咧
？Yes，
可能係。
But the joy that sets him that set before him was the idea of saving others。
就話當時就講就話。这个的最终的快乐就是让我们明白就是因为是耶稣基督去拯救我们
You as an individual
我们每一个人
should have a desire to bring joy to God by wanting to bring people to him
就是说我们当中的喜乐就是说我们应该要去尝试就是说我们要去将神这个信息去带给其他的人
You as a church
我们每一个成为教会的弟兄姊妹
should desire the same thing
也是应该同一个的目标
To bring joy that was set before him to Christ while he's suffering.
就話當耶穌基督去受苦嘅時候，我哋將呢個快樂呢個當中去帶到出嚟。
And that's why we are all part of this story.
所以其实我们每一个人都是这个故事当中的一部分。
To go forth into the nations，
就话要喺呢个世界当中去出去。
Bringing the good news of Jesus Christ，
就将呢个好嘅信息俾到其他人。
As the apostles saw，
就好似保罗所讲嘅说话。
This message will save the world，
就话佢呢个信息能够去拯救人。
Because they have an incredible Savior，
因为佢我哋系有呢个嘅救世主。
So my challenge to you today，
所以今天早上俾你哋嘅挑战
，is there someone in your life that God has given you？
啊，你嘅生命当中神系有俾到你嘅。
That doesn't know Him，
呢个人咧，你生命当中咧，佢仲未认识主嘅。
They need this message of life，
佢哋需要呢个嘅信息。
They need to bring this joy to Jesus，
佢哋需要睇到呢个嘅快乐嘅一个信息。
And also as a church，
而我哋作为教会。
I know today is a big day for you，
今天我们是一个很重要的日子今天。
But I pray that as a church you're also saying we are going to reach that God has given us this neighborhood，
就让我们看到就说我们这个主给我们这个社区给我们一个教会当中。
You know what our church does？
你知道教会应该怎么做？
We go on prayer walks，
我们会去譬如说我们有一个祈祷行。
And it gives us a really good sense of our heart for the community.
当我们在祈祷行的时候，我们感觉到这个社区的需要。
We see so many people walking.
我看到这个社区有很多人在行。
We see so many people drinking alcohol, getting drunk on Sunday morning.
我看到说星期日的当中见到有人都可以去醉酒的。
We saw so many Spanish people walking back and forth.
我看到很多的西班牙人行来行去。
And our heart was, we want to reach them.
我们的心是很想接触他们。
So my pastor and I said we have to find a good Spanish-speaking pastor.
就说我们需要找一个懂西班牙话的传道人。
Because that is our mission and our message.
这个就是我们的目标，我们的要带出的信息。
And every church goes through a season.
每个教会都是差不多这样。
They lose that sense.
很多时候都会是失望。
And Jesus is asking you this important question.
但是耶稣基督去问我们一个问题。
Am I your leader and am I your savior?
就告诉你知道，我是不是你的救主，我是不是你的带领你这帮人的呢？
Then suffer.
如果是的时候，让我一起去受苦。
Die to yourself.
就一起去受苦。
So that others may know me.
但是呢，我们虽然是受苦当中，我们一起会带领你。
Let's pray.
一起祈祷。
Jesus, you are the greatest, greatest message.
主啊，你是一个最美的话语。
You are the greatest hope of the world.
你是我们神里面当中里面最好 的希望。
And perhaps you're calling the church to repentance.
你叫到我们教会当中去悔改。
Maybe you're calling them to carry a sense of guilt.
让我们生命当中都是看着都是有一个的guilt.
But in that, you are inviting us to grace.
但虽然我们当中有一个的guilt当中，我们都有一个有一个盼望。
And we experience the goodness of who you are.
就话俾到你几俾我哋嘅几咁好。
So I pray for a covenant of grace.
所以我哋为到恩约堂去祈祷。
That they will be able to go forth and be a church of grace.
就话喺呢个恩典当中，我哋教会嘅能够去向前行。
That will proclaim and point to the covenant of Jesus Christ.
就俾我哋能够去带领我哋班弟兄姊妹去俾个嘅永恒嘅救恩。
To understand that by faith.
就俾我哋能够明白就话透过嘅信心。
We would have life.
我哋有透过信心，我先能够得到嘅生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求。
Amen.